Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works.
Well, hello there, Brain Stuff. I'm Christian Sager, and I've got a question for you. Do I look powerful? Well, I know you can't see me right now, but I feel powerful. Some people even think that what you wear can produce this kind of confidence. And who doesn't want to feel good about themselves? So what is this power dressing, and does it actually work? Well, to answer that question, we have to take a trip to the smooth 1970s when a guy named John Malloy came out with a series of books about dressing for success. He prescribed a uniform of sorts for both men and women that would help them achieve greatness in business professions. For men, Malloy recommended conservative business attire that was high quality and fit well. Essentially, a business suit in a dark hue with a modest white shirt and a tie. Think Don Draper. For women, he adapted this uniform to include a skirted suit and a soft blouse with floppy or bowed neck pieces. Think Margaret Thatcher. In order to achieve the kind of authority of the Iron Lady, Malloy recommended women do two things. Don't look like a secretary and don't look too sexy. You couldn't wear waistcoats or contoured jackets because they drew attention to the bust. Scarves were popular because they drew attention to the face and away from the breasts. And floral prints and feminine colors like salmon pink were out. But you didn't want to look too masculine either, hence the skirts instead of trousers. This was the birth of power dressing. And by the 1980s, it became the way enterprising women learned to manage or limit the potential sexuality of their bodies and leave all that gross girl stuff like cooties at home. But as they entered the corporate workforce in ever greater numbers, some women wanted to modify this uniform while maintaining their professional appearance. One alternative model for breaking out of these fashion limitations was Princess Diana, with her more glamorous outfits. Others were on TV in shows like Dynasty, Designing Women, and Moonlighting. Enter broad shoulder pads, wide lapels, and a wider range of textures, colors, and accessories. Cut to the present day. Now, most of these fashion fads have come and gone, but you can still see their influence on politicians, for example. Take Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. Many of the tenets of power dressing are still in play today. We just don't call it that anymore. But a 2015 study re-examined the principles behind power dressing. It found that putting on formal clothing does indeed make us feel powerful, and even makes us think differently. The authors of this study tested student participants in a series of experiments by rating their outfits and taking cognitive tests. When the students switched out of sweatpants and into the kind of clothing they thought they should wear to a job interview, the tests showed their cognitive processing became more abstract, broader, and holistic. The authors also say that how often you actually wear formal clothes doesn't matter. Regardless of when you wear it, these uniforms have become a symbol of power. There have been other studies into how clothing affects our cognition too. For instance, when people wear white doctor's coats, they become more attentive. But this effect doesn't happen when they think it belongs to a painter.
Check out the BrainStuff channel on YouTube. And for more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts,
the medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.